with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A meeting was held today between Justice Department officials and Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's former associate.
The meeting between Maxwell and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is a part of the DOJ's effort to seem transparent. That's after the department got backlash from parts of President Donald Trump's base over an earlier refusal to release additional Epstein records. Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney, David Oscar Marcus, after the meeting.
There were a lot of questions and we went all day and she answered every one of them.
Maxwell was convicted of helping Epstein sexually abuse underage girls. Epstein died in 2019 in a New York jail while awaiting trial. I'm Haya Panjwani.
RNC Chairman Michael Whatley is expected to run for an open Senate seat in North Carolina next year, Bob Agnew reports.
Politico was the first to report that Whatley has decided to run for the seat, soon to be vacated by Republican Tom Tillis, and that he did so after President Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, decided not to run. Whatley enjoys the full support of President Trump. He is expected to square off against popular former Democrat Governor Roy Cooper. Both men are expected to make their candidacies official in the next several days. Bob Agnew reporting.
After months of criticizing Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, President Trump took the fight to the Fed's front door on Thursday, publicly scorning the central bank chief over the ballooning costs of a long-planned building project. Powell pushed back, though, challenging the president's latest price tag as incorrect. The visit represented a significant ratcheting up of the president's pressure on Powell to lower borrowing costs, which Trump says would accelerate economic growth and reduce the government's borrowing costs. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 316 points. This is SRN News. A pastor loses his job over pronouns. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
Luke Ash leads the Stevensdale Baptist Church in Louisiana, but like a lot of clergymen, he has to have another job to make ends meet. He has been working as a computer technician at the East Baton Rouge Public Library, but when he refused to use a transgender co-worker's preferred pronouns, he was fired. The move has sparked outrage all across the state, with Republican Governor Jeff Landry decrying the library's actions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in some states are taking aim at higher education, seeking to make state-supported schools less hostile to conservatives and Christians. Indiana, Florida, Ohio, Texas, Iowa, and Idaho have increasingly focused on university governance, rules for who picks university presidents and boards, and how much control they exert over curriculums and faculty tenure. This is SRN News. Two American freight railroads have an urge to merge.
Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern confirm merger talks would create North America's largest railroad, a coast-to-coast road. The merger would combine the largest and smallest of the country's six major freight railroads, but there is debate over whether such a merger could win the approval of federal regulators. They've set a high bar for consolidation in the crucial industry. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Ranchers in southern Mexico face rising costs and limited government help to battle a flesh-eating parasite. Mexico is building a plant in Chiapas to produce sterile New World screwworm flies to stop the spread. But it won't be ready until next year. Medicine prices have soared in the meantime. That's led to some ranchers using home remedies. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.